from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Gary Busey has avoided any jail time after groping a woman at a New Jersey convention meet and greet with fans. The 81-year-old actor was sentenced to 2 years probation on Thursday during a remote court appearance. Busey, who lives in Malibu, California, pleaded guilty over the summer to fourth-degree criminal sexual contact for the August 2022 incident at a Cherry Hill venue. At least two New Jersey teachers are out of jobs, and some are under review after backlash over social media posts about Charlie Kirk.
Conservative activists have been publicly identifying New Jersey teachers over negative online posts about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Rider University confirms it fired an adjunct professor who came up short of, quote, expectations for respectful and civil engagement. A Rockaway teacher has resigned after initially saying her account had been hacked. And school officials in Little Egg Harbor and New Providence say potentially offensive posts will be reviewed thoroughly and appropriate action taken. In Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Switching between heat and AC, make sure both are good to go. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. Two tune-ups for just $77 at Guaranteed Service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. At 7 p.m. on Sunday, New Jersey's gubernatorial candidates will face off at Rider University in their first debate. In a preview of the big event, director of Rider's Rybovich Institute for New Jersey Politics, Micah Rasmussen, talks about the challenges facing each participant. For Republican Jack Cittarelli, he pointed out the difficult political environment from his last attempt at the state's top job.
His party's defending the White House. Let's say that. And last time, it was the other party, it was the Democrats who were defending the White House. So that just makes the climate that he's running in entirely different this time for him.
As for Democratic nominee Mikey Sherrill, Rasmussen says the congresswoman will have to continue introducing herself to voters across the state. Officials are touting the Super Bowl-level security for Sunday's memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The memorial for Kirk, who was killed by an assassin's bullet last week in Utah, will be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, home of the NFL Cardinals. The Secret Service will be coordinating security with the state and local and federal agencies. And the Department of Homeland Security has declared the event Special Event Assessment Rating Level 1, reserved for events of high national significance. President Trump is expected to be in attendance. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How's the last official weekend of summer looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next substantial chance of rain is Tuesday into Wednesday. Until then, we'll enjoy various flavors of pleasant weather as we go from warm and sunny today to cooler and crisp this weekend to warming up again early next week. Mainly clear skies and comfortably cool tonight. I can't rule out a little sprinkle as our cold front moves in. Lows tonight will average upper 50s across the state. And then tomorrow's highs, lower 70s. A far cry from today's 80s, but still a nice day tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds. Sunday looks like the cloudier, cooler day of the weekend with highs around 70. And worth noting, the coast could get clipped by some sprinkles Sunday morning. Monday, partly sunny and warming up again for the first day of fall. Highs will reach into the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
And right now in Jersey City, it's 82 degrees, Woodbridge 84, Pemberton 86. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free delivery, and up to 50% off suggested retail prices during their anniversary sale. Excuse me. I was eating garlic knots during the break. I'm sorry. So let's try that again. Top name furniture, free delivery, and up to 50% off suggested retail prices during their anniversary sale on most quality sofas, chairs, recliners, bedroom, and dining room sets, and more. It's the sale you've been waiting for, so don't sit on it. Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.